Good morning, friends. Thank you for joining me today on City Changers Illinois. If you're new to this channel, my name is Gail Manizak, and today we're going to be talking about believing in Jesus. And I'll be in the book of John, 1 John chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is God's Messiah has become a child of God. Right, so if you've accepted Jesus into your heart, you are born again. And if we love God, it goes on to say, our Father, we will love His other children too. So as we come to know the Lord, to love the Lord, we will also love other people. How do we know that we love God's children? We know it when we love God and we do what He tells us to do. So the question is, would you be doing, are you doing what He is telling you to do? Because if we really love Him, we will obey His commands. And those commands, they are not difficult for us to obey. Though, you know what, sometimes we've been known to, and myself included, complain in our walk with the Lord at different times, different seasons, etc. But those commands are not difficult for us to obey. And because we have become God's children, we can live in a good way. We can refuse to live like people who belong to this world. We're able to win against the wrong ways of this world, the wrong things that go on in this world, because we trust in Jesus Christ. It's only people who believe that Jesus is the Son of God who can do that. Let me tell you, friend, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you need to know Him in this last hour. Amen. This last time, this last day that we're living in. Because a day is going to come pretty soon at some point where we're not going to have another chance to say yes to Him. So then it goes on and it says, Jesus is the man that God sent into the world. John baptized Jesus in water. Amen. And when Jesus did, when John baptized him in water, and when Jesus died, his blood poured out. God showed that Jesus, his son, with the water and with the blood both. It was not only with the water of Jesus's baptism, it was also with the blood of his death. So God's Holy Spirit also, he shows us that Jesus is God's son. The Holy Spirit always says what is true. So there are three things that show us clearly that Jesus came from God. And those things are the Holy Spirit, the water of Jesus' baptism, and the blood of his death on the cross. These all show us the same thing, that Jesus came from God. And we believe people who tell us about things that they know, so we can believe even more what God says. He's told us what is true about his son. So we believe his message. Amen. Anyone who believes in Jesus, the Son of God, will know. They will know that, and what God says, they know is true. God cannot lie, the Bible says. But anyone who does not believe God is saying that, God tells lies. Let me say that again. That just didn't come out right. But anyone who does not believe God is saying that about Jesus, his son, about him being given his life on the cross, that being the truth. Anyone that says that God does not say that is saying that God tells lies, and he does not believe the message that God has clearly told about his son. So this is what God has told us. God has given us a life with him that never ends. Let me tell you that again. This is what God has told us. God has given us life with Him, with Father God, that never ends. We receive this life when we believe in His Son, Jesus. So whoever believes and whoever belongs to the Son has this true life. But anyone who does not belong to the Son of God, who does not believe in the Son of God, does not have His true life. If you don't believe, you don't belong. Amen? So then John goes on and he said, I've written these things to you who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I want you to know that you have true life with God forever. And also we can, trust God to help us when we turn to Him. We know that He will hear us. And when we ask for anything that He wants us to have, He listens to us. Since we know that, we also know that God will give to us the things that we ask for. It's like we have already received those things from Him. They are already ours. So John does go on to say and give a warning here in verse 16 where he says, if you see another Christian is doing something wrong or bad, this is what you should do. If it is a sin that does not cause death, pray that God will help him. And then God will help that person to live forever with Him. And that is for a sin which does not cause death. But there is a sin that does cause death. So if another Christian does that, I'm not saying that you should pray for God to help that person. This is what John is saying. Any wrong thing that a person does is sin. But John says not all sin causes death. So nobody has become a child of God continues to do wrong things. Nobody. You have a new creation. You have a new thoughts, new ideas. Instead of the Son of God keeps us safe. Satan cannot do anything against a child of God. Let me say that again. Satan cannot do anything against a child of God. We know that we belong to God. We know that Satan rules all the people who belong to this world. We also know that the Son of God has come into the world. He has helped us to understand what is true. As a result, we know the only true God. We live together with this true God because we belong to His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus' death is what gave us life. And He is the true God. He is the one who gives us life with God forever. And then I'm going to close by quoting this scripture. My little children, be careful to keep away from idols. That would be a heart check. Amen. My little children, be careful to keep away from idols. Amen.